Hi, and welcome to Pet Tips with Dr. Stacy Nelson from Veterinary Emergency Group in St. Pete. Today, we're going to talk about respiratory emergencies, which is a very common one that we see in the emergency room. Anytime that you're kind of watching your pet at rest and they have a respiratory rate of greater than 40 breaths per minute, that's too fast. And even dogs, cats, either way, big dogs, small dogs, they should have a resting respiratory rate lower than that. There are so many different causes of respiratory emergencies in dogs and cats. Cats very commonly have very sneaky heart disease that doesn't make any murmurs or anything on physical exam. And sometimes the first thing that you will see is that rapid breathing. We also can see asthma and, unfortunately, cancer signs cause respiratory emergencies in cats. Cats tend to hide their symptoms more than dogs, and a lot of times the first thing that you'll see is that the cat is maybe breathing a little fast, doesn't want to walk to go to their food bowl, or they're hiding under furniture and trying to be invisible. And so when that happens, that's definitely time to have them evaluated by a veterinarian. Dogs usually are a little more obvious in their symptoms, and they do also have a lot of causes of respiratory emergencies as well. We do see a lot of our what we call brachiocephalic dogs, like Frenchies and Bulldogs, that have anatomy-related respiratory emergencies because their palates are very long and their tracheas are very small. It can be hard for them to move air normally, and especially if they get hot or excited, then they can really struggle to breathe. They also have a very high incident if they vomit because of the way their anatomy is, that they end up aspirating their vomit into their lungs and can get pneumonia. And so we'll often see these dogs come in respiratory distress, needing oxygen and some support. Dogs, of course, too, can have heart disease. Small dogs do have a lot of heart disease of their valves of the heart not closing properly. Large dogs and any dog that eats a grain-free diet is at risk for a heart muscle disease called dilated cardiomyopathy, and both can present with respiratory distress. And they don't always cough, so that's not always something that you can look for in dogs with heart disease. We also can see a variety of conditions like pneumonia or pulmonary hypertension and cancer causing respiratory distress too. So increased respiratory rate and effort isn't necessarily diagnostic for any specific disease, but it's a telltale sign to you that you need to go immediately to the emergency room for therapy and for us to figure out what's going on. If you have any additional questions, please visit our website at veterinaryemergencygroup.com.